sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. No, 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 don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me till I come marching home. And don't go walking down Lover's Lane with anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. No, don't go walking down Lover's Lane with anyone else but me till I come marching home. Just got word from a gal who heard from a gal next door to me. A guy she met just loves to pet, and it fits you to a T. So don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me till I come marching home. With anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. No, 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 don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me till I come swinging home. I just got word from a gal who heard from a gal next door to me. The guy she met just loves to pet, and it fits you to a T. So don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me till I come swinging. Keep it ringing till I come swinging home. Till I come swinging. Oh, see, Mom, see, I mean, Mom, I never know, see, Zoot, well, sir.
Hello, Carolina Shout podcast listeners. It's time for another episode. I'm your host and piano player, Ethan Uslin, and I'm happy to say that today we will feature Chicago vocalist Gina Marie DiGregorio, as we often do, and you just heard her singing Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree, the big World War II hit for the Andrews Sisters. And that's going to be our theme today, the Andrews Sisters. We're going with that theme for two reasons. One, I like the Andrews Sisters, and two, Gina likes the Andrews Sisters. Actually, Gina is an Andrews Sisters fanatic, and we'll get into that some more later. First, I thought it would be nice to give a little biographical information about the Andrews Sisters. They were from a little town in Minnesota called Mound. Yeah, they were born in a little mound in Minnesota, a little gopher hole. And their mother was a Norwegian-American Lutheran, don't you know? And their father was a Greek immigrant who ran a restaurant. During the Great Depression, the family restaurant went under, and so Patty, Maxine, and Laverne, the three sisters, they went to seek their fortunes in New York City, hoping to make some cash to support themselves and to send back home, and it worked out pretty well. Their first hit, and probably their biggest hit, was By Mir Bist Du Schön. Now, this is a Yiddish song with a really interesting story behind it. It was composed by Sholem Secunda for a Yiddish musical comedy show in 1932 in New York called I Would If I Could, and By Mir Bist Du Schön caught on in the Yiddish music scene in New York and, of course, up in the Catskills. And along the way, an African-American singing duo known as Johnny and George started performing it at the Apollo Theater. Now, some sources I've come across say that Johnny and George sang the song in Yiddish, and then lyricist Sammy Kahn wrote English words. But other sources that I've come across say that Johnny and George changed the words to English, and they sold the rights to the English words to Sammy Kahn for a pittance. And I'm inclined to think that the latter scenario is more likely, because I doubt they knew Yiddish. Who knows? Also, Sholem Secunda, who composed the music, he sold the music performance rights to the Andrews Sisters, also for a pittance. Lots of pittances. It's a pity. A pity party. Anyway, in 1937, this little Yiddish song and its jazzed-up version came to the attention of the Andrews Sisters, who were getting started making their first recordings. They recorded By Mir Bist Du Schön as the B-side on the record. The A-side was Gershwin's Nice Work If You Can Get It. That was what was supposed to get the record to sell. But it turned out that the B-side went gangbusters and was one of the biggest hits of the entire swing era. And now, please allow Gina Marie and I to present to you by Mir Bis Duchesne.
By me, Mr. Duchesne, please let me explain. By me, Mr. Duchesne means your grand. By me, Mr. Duchesne, again.
So that was By Mir Bis Duchesne, vocals by Gina Marie DiGregorio from Chicago, Illinois. And as you may know, our recording process is a little unusual. I record a piano track here in my home in Charlotte, and I email it to Gina, and she sends it back with some singing over it. You couldn't do that in 1937. You'd have to use a singing telegram or something. Anyway, Gina, as I mentioned earlier, is a huge Andrew Sisters fan, and I thought it would be nice to know how Gina got into the Andrew Sisters in the first place, and how she got into this type of music in general. So Gina told me, and she recorded her answer, and here it is.
Hey Ethan, Gina here. I just wanted to drop you a line and let you know how thrilled I am that we're going to be doing some of these songs recorded by the Andrew Sisters. You know, they were always a huge influence on me when I was growing up, and I was watching the old Abbott and Costello movies and the Three Stooges, and every time I saw them, I found them just captivating. They were just about as brilliant on screen as they were on the record, and Patty Andrews in particular had an energy and enthusiasm and exuberance that I've always tried to capture in my own performing, so I'm very excited that we're going to be doing these songs. I can't wait for you to hear them. See you soon.
Thank you, Gina. So that's why Gina likes the Andrews sisters. I thought it was interesting that she also likes the Three Stooges. Now that I think of it, she does like to poke me in the eye and honk my nose, but I thought maybe that was just a Chicago thing. Anyway, now I'd like to present to you an Andrews Sisters song that, prior to now, only the hardcore Andrews Sisters fans have been familiar with. It's called Aurora, and it's a Brazilian song that the Andrews Sisters jazzed up. And that seems to have been the Andrews Sisters' M.O. I suppose once they struck gold with By Mir Bis Duchesne, someone on Team Andrews Sister, or maybe the entire Andrews Sisters, they got the idea to take non-jazz songs and some quote-unquote ethnic songs and jazz them up. I'm looking at a list of their recordings right now, and they recorded jazz versions of Pros Chai, which is Russian, Beer Barrel Polka, Czech, Chiri Biri Bean, Italian, Say CC, Cuban, Tico Tico, Brazilian, Rum and Coca-Cola, Trinidadian, and the Woody Woodpecker song, which of course is avian. Now, Gina and I will share with you Aurora, which was originally a Brazilian marchinha de carnaval, or a marching song for the big carnival parade in Brazil. In our rendition, we're going to do two choruses of it swingy, like the Andrews Sisters did, and then the last chorus, we're going to change the rhythms a bit and do it with a more Brazilian feel. I'm not Brazilian, but I play one on this podcast. Here is Gina Marie and I giving you Aurora by Mario Lago and Roberto Roberti, and the English lyrics were by Harold Adamson.
You're a sweetheart in a million.
So that was Gina Marie, the world's number one Andrews Sisters fan, singing Aurora, a South American song North Americanized by the Andrews Sisters. That was an obscure one and a fun one, so thank you, Gina, for bringing this one back, and thank you for being on the show. Alas, we are now at the end of the episode, and it's time to roll the credits. Hit it, Kate. You have been listening to the Carolina Shout podcast. Piano and palaver provided by me, Ethan Euslin. Recording engineering is by Kate Euslin, who is my wife. There's no nepotism, just a coincidence. Thanks tremendously to Gina Marie, who really made this podcast today. Check out her website at ginastream.com. If you live in Chicago, she's gigging all over the place over there, and you can find her almost anywhere, any night of the week. But this weekend, she's going to be in North Carolina. That's right, we're teaming up to perform together live at a dance for the Triangle Swing Dance Society. We will be playing with a little band at the Carborough Century Center in Carborough, North Carolina, Saturday night, February 17th, from 8 to 11 p.m. There's a swing dance lesson at 6:45, so if you can't dance, you can get it all figured out at the last minute. February 17th. Whoa, that's tomorrow! What do I wear? Kate, where's my tux? No, not that one. Get me the one made out of 24-karat gold. What time does the cleaners close? All right, I'll go right now. All right, thanks for listening to the Carolina Shout. I gotta go. Please leave a review on iTunes. Remember, don't go swimming until at least 3 hours after eating. Goodbye.